How concerned are you about the penalty situation? You guys are, I think your special teams are number one in the league in penalties at this point.
Well, obviously, I'm very concerned about it. I mean, you can't have, you know, my big thing is foolish penalties. But I think you go back and you look at the context of the penalties. There's a couple penalties that we took on purpose. There was one penalty that was caused by somebody that wasn't even on the field. So, I mean, I'm not avoiding the question. Obviously, it's a concern, you know. And you know, our big thing is we got to play hard, and we can't have foolish penalties. And one of them last night was a foolish penalty. And you know, that's a young guy that can't have it. He's trying to play hard. He's trying to play physical. Hopefully that'll come a little bit with experience.
How do you read that? I don't know. I'm sure most teams are probably in your boat as having a bunch of young guys out there.
Well, I can put tape on here, and I'll show you four plays, exactly the same thing, and one gets called and three don't. And I mean the official's got a hard job also. That's just part of it. And I don't think you can play cautious. Like I said, my big thing is foolish penalties. And one of them last night was a foolish penalty. The one that brought the big return back. I mean, you know, I've seen it much, much worse not called, and much, much worse on that particular player not called. So. It is a concern. It is obvious. It's a concern. You don't want to have penalties. But my big thing is foolish penalties. And as long as we can curb that, then I think the other ones are going to it'll even out.
So when you talk about, I think it was Joe Thomas is on the long return. Mm-hmm. Is it a process of the guy passing him and he's touching him, or are they actually getting their hands?
Actually, the guy slipped. And the official saw him slip, so he thought he hit him in the back. Well, he had his hand on his back, which is legal. But when the guy goes on the ground, that's what they see, and that's what they call.
Ron, I'm not sure I've ever seen a punt returner field a punt in the end zone. I was wondering, from a rules standpoint, can he take a touchback once he is in the end zone?
Well, obviously, number one, he cannot catch the ball in that situation, and his comment to me was, "Well, coach, I forgot the rain was in my eyes, and you know, as well, that can't happen, you know." And once again, it's a, you know, you see it occasionally, you see it, you don't see it real often, but that can't happen, you know. We can't. But if you go back and you look at the play, if 20 gets his block, we got a chance to take it to the house right up the middle. I mean, we had it blocked up perfect. But still, you don't do that. You know, we ended up losing about 11 yards off of field position.
Is he able to? Once the mistake is made.
Yes, yeah. But you don't do that. You don't even mess with the ball back there. So you don't want to be in that situation. You saw a couple weeks ago. Who did we play the week before? Detroit. Their guy did the same thing. I mean, and he's taking two back for touchdowns. So, and I don't trust me. I don't. You know, it just sometimes they lose track of where they are, his comment was the rain was in my eyes, and I said, well, that can't happen. You just can't do that.
Is that something that once he fields it, he's in the end zone, he still doesn't know where he is? So
well, yeah, he's got to know. He knows where he's lined up. He was lined up on the 12-yard line, and he knows that, you know, he can go back 4 yards. Now he's got to feel that as he's going back. He's not looking down, and he's got to be able to feel the, you know, how far he's going back. That's just something with experience and. You know, he can't do that.
How nerve-wracking is your understanding that you've got the rookie holder, rookie snapper, but the operation, you know, 3 out of 4, but that one?
Well, obviously, we're fortunate enough we got away with it. You know, and it is. It's you know, I feel bad for Mason because, you know, it's not a problem until it's a problem. Then it's a big problem. It's just consistency. You know, you get consistency, consistency, consistency. You can't buy experience. You know, if you could buy it, I'd spend all my money on it. But, you know, it's just something we got to keep working on. And, you know, we're getting better. We're making progress. We just got to keep doing it.
Did the one that came close to being block punt, how close was that?
I wasn't as close as it looked, but it was once again another learning experience. It happened 3 years ago in the Oakland game. The guy comes in and it happened on Joe, and he comes in and acts like he's gonna was on Facco and acts like he's going to take him, and then he's trying to get out fast, and then he rushes on. But it wasn't as close as it looked, but still, that's something that, you know, and I hadn't shown that clip probably in about a month because it's just a continually thing. You talk about they got to get out, they got to get out, they got to get out, but then on the same token, you got to make sure they block. There's a lot of moving parts. I mean, a lot of things going on.
Vogel just dropped a snap?
I think once again it's conditions weren't perfect, but that's what we're going to have the rest of the season. So, and that's how you told him today. I mean, it ain't going to get any better. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get colder. And the consistency, once again, the consistency thing. He's done an excellent job. I can't tell you how good a job he's done in terms of holding this year. He's had to move the ball around, and he's had to get it spun around, and he's really done a good job. And that's the one mistake that he's had that's crucial. And once again, it gets exaggerated in that situation, particularly in a situation like that where you got a chance to, you know, go up another score, and it didn't happen that way. So I'm just. We're fortunate enough that we won the game, and we got to keep working on it.
Mike was talking about how well Jamal Williams ran yesterday. He got the special teams lead ball. I mean, just that one kickoff cover, I remember he got down there and blew up.
He had a great game for us. I think that just the play style, the effort, he loves to play the game. He's always got that big smile on his face and did a great, great job for us. And obviously, it'll probably won't get quite as many reps. Now, but that, you know, because of the running back situation, but you know, that's what it is. That's the National Football League and the way it is. And you got to have the next guy up. And you know, like I told Mays, I said, hey, now hopefully it's going to be your turn to do the same thing next week.